Le'ilu nishmas Rav Kani Mishkamen ben Rabbeinu Eli Melech. Soiterberg Beis Mishnah Aleph. Hayimevias minchas b'sech kfifa mitzvus. They would bring her mincha in a wicker basket. V'noisna ayodeh k'dei liaga. And they would put it in her hands to hold in order to tire her out. Because this basket had flour in it. They were bringing flour and she would have to hold this flour. And the whole point, like the Rav says, is that the more tired she gets, the more there's a chance that she's going to admit to her guilt. Kol ha-menachos t'chilasin v'soifin b'kli sharis. V'zo t'chilasin b'kfifa mitzvus v'soifin b'kli sharis. All other menachos start with a kli sharis. Now, it doesn't mean dafka kli sharis, because when people bring their menachos, the flour, to the Beis HaMikdash, they're not putting it in a kli sharis. Rather, what it means is they're putting it in kelim that are fitting to be used as a kli sharis. And the main point is, like the Rav brings up, is that they're doing it because it's a kavadika way to bring it. Things that are not fitting to be a kli sharis are not really a kavadika way to bring it. So in the beginning, when they would bring it to the Beis HaMikdash, they bring it in a nice kli that's fitting to be a kli sharis. That's all other menachos. And at the end, it was in a mamish a kli sharis. V'zot chilasa b'kvifa mitzras v'sob b'kli sharis. But this is different because when they would bring it to the Beis HaMikdash, it would be brought in a kvifa mitzras. And like we said before, the kvifa mitzras is to symbolize the ways of Mitzrayim, the promiscuous behavior that they were like. Kol ha-menachos te'unois shemen ulevayna. All menachos usually need oil and frankincense, levayna, that spice. V'zo eina te'una loy shemen v'loy levayna. But this one doesn't need oil or levayna. Now the Gemara asks, there is a minchas choyte, meaning when a person brings a chatas from a mincha, there's no shemen and levona in that chatas. They don't mix oil and that spice with a carbon chatas. It's just the flour. So I'm going to answer that soon. Kol ha-menachos baos min achitin. All other menachos come from wheat. V'zo ba min asorin. And this one comes from barley. So there's a question on that too. There's another carbon that comes from seorim. That's the carbon omer. They would bring it from barley. So the Gemara explains what the Mishnah is saying is the following. You'll always have a carbon that either has wheat, and if it doesn't have wheat, at least it's made with oil and levona. So for example, a carbon omer, even though it's not made with wheat, it has shemen and levona. And minchas choyte, a chatas, does not have shemen and levona, but at least it's made from wheat. But this carbon, the carbon sota, is made from barley, and there's no shemen ulevayna. And the Mishnah adds, Mincha sa'imer afal pi sheba min ha-sa'irim, ha'isa ba geres v'zo ba kemach. And a mincha sa'irim, even though it came from barley, and like we just said, minchas omer also had shemen ulevayna, but there's another thing, there's another difference with the minchas sa'imer, because the minchas omer, that barley was crushed into much more fine flour than this. V'zo ba kemach. Kemach is a much more coarse flour. Wouldn't even call it flour. It's just ground up barley that's much more coarse. And it has a lot of the unwanted parts of the barley as well that normally would be sifted through. Rabbi Gamliel says that just like her maisim or maisa behema, kach karbana machal behema. So too, her carbon is a maichal behema. Maichal behema is barley. And also specifically the way that it's prepared, where they would just crush it and not separate it.